Some governments will be timid in the face of terror, weapons of mass destruction, and axis of evil.
Terrorism and extremism.
We thought he had weapons of mass destruction. Turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity of mass destruction.
We were not at war with Islam. We were at war with terrorists and murderers.
Our highest duty is to make wise decisions about war.
April 25, 2010. Australia's involvement in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan may be said to fall under a show of solidarity with the United States and their war on terror. Both wars initially came under immense media, political and public scrutiny. Yet as the conflicts drew out into more protracted stalemates, popular focus and comment dwindled. Whether politically just wars or not is today secondary to the fact that thousands of Australians have served in these two conflicts. For over 6 years in Iraq, and up to this day in Afghanistan, which continues without foreseeable end. Anzac Day is a time to commemorate the sacrifice and courage shown by men and women in the face of war, but also to reflect on the incredible waste, trauma, loss of life and livelihood for both soldier and civilian. For us to remember the dear price of conflict, so that perhaps in the future, it's never conceded too cheaply. Lest we forget.